in and they build up from there. They never move into another store. They always build up their own, so it's similar to all the other ones.
That's true. Yeah.
Mike on the inside track, cutesy.
Yeah.
Worked there for a while.
I heard they're a great company to work for, too. Everybody tells about it.
In the stores.
In the stores, not so much in their distribution.
Yeah, you don't want to work in the distribution center.
Hey, congratulations, you're full-time now. By the way, we're firing you.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I just go down to part-time again?
Nope.
That guy right there?
Yeah.
That's horrible, because I hear people that work in the stores are like, oh my gosh, this is one of the best jobs I've ever had. I go, a convenience store? And I go, yeah, they pay me like $40,000 a year to manage their stores, or even like assistant managers. I don't know how true that is, as people tell me.
Yeah, I think they're
like $40,000-$50,000 to manage the stores there.
I think that's the manager. I think the assistants get like 25 to 30, somewhere in that range.
Which is good for being a convenience store.
Yeah.
It's also one of the places you don't hear about getting robbed very much, like unlike Circle K.
Because there's always multiple people working there. They have to have multiple people all the time. And it's always well lit. It's never like creepy and weird when you go there.
Yeah. I like that Four Sons is starting to try to do that. You know, they're trying to be the good, you know, big box gas stations, but you don't see very many of them.
Who was it again?
Four Sons.
I think they're more local than them.
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, I noticed that the trucking gas stations are becoming popular again. Maybe it's just because I live on the west side. I don't see as much of it.
I've only seen the Flying J one.
Swear to God, was that you?
Yeah.
Is your phone on?
Sorry. It might
have been me. Oh, that wasn't me. I'm silent.
Or was.
I'm silent.
It was Ken.
You want to get this show started proper?
All right, fine. Comes naturally. Welcome. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, and we are recording with
Ken.
All right. So we are recording live ish as of right now from the comic book store.
From the studio.
Thank you for joining us, Ken. Thank you for letting us come in and invade your shop.
Dude, always a pleasure.
That's it. So we'll go into our first thing right now, like normal. So no assignments this week because we are recording here and we didn't give one to...
Tell people what to do first.
I forgot. We skipped that part. As normal, I will do the business for today because Mike's not feeling so great with the voices. So first thing first, go to Facebook. Like and share the Facebook page. Please leave comments as well if you want to interact with the stuff we post. Then head over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, lets you automatically get the show every Friday when it comes out, and then share or rate and review the podcast on there for us as well. And then hit us up on Twitter at @comesnaturalpod, and we'll go from there. So that's the business portion of it.
Sounds great. Let's do.
And then for this episode, we'll have the post for the comic books website as well, again in there. So if you want more information of where we're recording at, you'll have it in the description on iTunes as well on the website. So
can I say I'll be linking that both to my Drawn to Comics Facebook for you guys too as well.
Yep.
And awesome.
I'm working on trying to find time away from being a mile a minute type of thing. I think the Flash TV show has had a bad influence on me.
It is.
But it is. I'll be hopefully getting up on my website for you guys as soon as possible.
Awesome.
So thank you for your patience on that.
Thank you again for having us for the second time.
Yep.
All right, so the fun game we're going to play. This came about because just recently, as of yesterday, a fun, extremely gritty adult version of a Power Rangers fan film, essentially, was made. It is 14 minutes of pure awesome badassery. Extremely adult, so if you're the youngsters out there, which you shouldn't be because our show is awful for you, it is very adult, not safe for work, so don't pop it up on the work computer in front of your coworkers because there's nudity, extreme violence, and some bad language, both spoken and put out into subtitles. So be wary of where you watch and listen to this at. But I do recommend checking it out. We have talked about one of the other ones these guys did called Dirty Laundry, which is the Punisher short film they did with Thomas Jane.
Which was epic.
Was amazing as well.
Did they do a Dread one too?
Dread movie.
Which I was surprised to hear.
Oh, so he's the guy. Right, yeah. This is one of the producers of the Dread movie itself. So, pretty awesome. So, if you haven't checked it out, check it out. Yes. And I'll put the link in the description of the show as well if you haven't already seen it. So, the game we're going to play, a little fun thing, is we all have been thinking, and we'll talk amongst ourselves about it, of something we want to see from our childhood. So, you can bring into color, Ken. see, because you're old. That's mean. I'm sorry.
Black and white is so underappreciated.
It's artsy.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's artsy. Great on TV. Terrible
and
on
cheap. And then, but we'll take something from our childhood, or even something more modern that you'd like to see a more mature or modern take on. So the example,
real quick, too, isn't it ironic that comics started in color and now are more popular in black and white, but TV started black and white and now it's more popular in color? Is that just weird fascination?
Well, there's more of an art aspect to comic books, but also there's smarter people reading comic books than they are watching TV.
That's true.
Because you put Survivor in black and white, it'll confuse people. Because the racists who watch that show won't know who's actually black and who's not. So,
jeez, good.
It's true. It's true. If you watch The Survivor, I'm sorry. You're a racist. That's what I'm getting down to. Or a sexist.
That was a logical leap. That.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Hey, do the math. It's there.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 11 of Mike's book.
Yep.
Or 4.
Whichever. We'll work
it's
out the beats.
It's kind of both. So that's our fun little game for today is think of something from our childhood or a book, whatever it happens is, bring it more modern and make it more of a mature title. So we'll start with our special guest, Ken. I know you've been racking your brain ever since this morning when I brought it up to you. So what do you got?
Okay, we're talking comic books, right?
Comic books, TV movies, shows. Cartoons. You want to make Punky Brewster an adult movie? Not an adult movie, but like...
That's a horrible...
Punky Brewster grows up.
Yeah. Let's see. Say it's a HBO miniseries.
Punky Brewster does Dallas.
She becomes like a punk rocker.
Yeah, it's Gem. Yeah.
No, it's not a glam rocker.
Oh, my bad.
It's Punky Brewster mixed with Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. I'm going to reach really, really far left field.
That's what we do here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be like hopefully out of the park. You ever remember a TV show called Small Wonder?
God. I was hoping Zach was going to say Mask. I was going to get him.
If that would have been awesome.
So I'll explain why I say that, Ken. And Small Wonder would be an interesting one because you could have him like a killer android. But
Lazarus is when we were up here, Small Wonder grown up.
Yeah. When we were up here talking before we started recording, Mike asked Joe, he's like, what were you thinking? And he goes, Mask. And if you remember the show Mask with the...
Yes, the cartoons. Yes.
Yeah, the cartoon. With the
helmets.
The helmets and the vehicles.
The G.I. Joe, failure to compete with them.
All three of us had Mask, and we didn't tell each other yet. So we're like, yep, well, Mask is out.
That'd have been epic.
Right, dude?
I would have loved seeing it. Mask is what they do with Power Rangers for Mask. Dude. That thing could have been hardcore violence there. Yeah, then all the characters. You could have had some relationship issues going on there.
Super ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It's very Power Rangers-esque before there was Power Rangers.
Yep.
Of Mask? Yes, I do. I do have the Mask box set.
Mm-hmm. I have
that tracker was Duke from G.I. Joe, but
was
10 times more awesome than Duke from G.I. Joe, to tell you the truth. Matt Tracker was
way
like Tony
gadgets.
Stark and Duke mixed together.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick. What was the mountain that they had their base in? It was a gas station.
Yeah,
it was like a secret
station?
Mountain, like Thunder Mountain or something like that?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'll rewatch
it. It's been way too long.
Pretty epic. They like Bebop, little moped thing that even transformed to
the sun? Yeah, the creepy little robot thing?
Yeah. But,
So Small Wonder is Ken's.
Okay, Small Wonder is one of those things, too. It's like that. I'm a big fan of Greg Rucka, if I remember correctly, is writing Lazarus right now.
Yep.
Super, super, super cool story about more or less what she does not really even know she's an android, if I'm correct.
No, she does.
She does know, okay.
Yeah.
That where she is a protector of this family in the future that more or less when high society rules.
Yep.
And there's a fringe society that's trying to get what they deserve and what they feel they should get as a human being.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see if you want to do more or less a Small Wonder type of thing, okay, we need to keep on advancing this girl in the future because unfortunately a little girl just goes and cleans your house and it's not doing it anymore. She needs to more or less become protectors after the apocalypse, almost do like a Terminator type of thing with her, okay, we built this robot, let's rebuild it again and make it weaponized and able
to
keep
it
out there.
Girl.
I would say you turn it more into a full size adult because she's more. Because
that would be amazing to see someone kick ass
style.
Girl,
that's true. Wow.
Just robot murdering everything in sight.
That would be sick. I was beginning to hate my answer until you said that. So maybe it would be a cool idea to keep a little innocent looking girl, like the one that's in Future's End, DC Future's End.
Yeah.
52 isn't her name, or 50 Sue.
50 Sue. Yeah, but what I was going to say is because in Lazarus, if you haven't read it, Greg Rucka's book, it's fantastic.
It's really fantastic.
It is amazing. Greg Rucka is amazing, but I was completely shocked because when I first read the description, I was like, well, this makes no sense. It's amazing. But because in Lazarus, Lazarus, which is the protectors of the family, is a sibling of one of them, if can be. She's not, she's actually a special case, but they murder each like everything. Like it's territorial, like disputes. Like if you try to take land from one place, there's Lazarus comes down and you're like, well, we gotta run because she's gonna murder balls all of us.
You know what would be more, I guess, a little bit, since I love Lazarus so much, I was thinking small wonder, more Bionic Woman.
Oh, dude, would be crazy, like
a way to do like a modern age Bionic Woman, because I know Kevin Smith wrote some Bionic Woman and Bionic Man.
Yeah,
his over Bionic at Man was Dynamite.
But, Bionic Woman was
in a edgy, gritty way. Bionic Woman, dude, she should tear some things up. $6 Million Man, that's what I'm saying. Bionic, yeah. $6 Million Man, yeah. And Bionic Woman.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
and where you could just have more or less, I said too. Once again, go off that Lazarus space where, dude, you just. She's either weaponized or she's more or less a hero. But if you know weaponized Bionic Woman, that would be freaking intense because everyone's so freaking scared of the Terminator. Imagine a badass woman coming at you and you have no idea what to expect out of her, and she's not even vulnerable. She's invulnerable.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's it, Mike?
I think you brought up $6 Million Man, and I think we were close to having similar in Almost Human.
Yeah.
Which, if you listen to this podcast, you know how upset I am that that TV show is not a TV show anymore.
Oh, you're upset about that? That's weird.
Yeah,
I never heard
super
you.
Super pissed. But that show was great. That could have been it, but Fox screwed it up. So.
Oh, it's Fox, so.
Yeah, like normal.
You know, it's good for storytelling, right?
Yeah, Serenity. Yeah.
Out of playing stuff out of order. That's always good for continuity.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to read the first 6 issues of Amazing Spider-Man. Read 5 first. Yeah. That sounds good.
Dr. Doom's in it. People love it. Ratings be through the roof.
Right. Fucking Fox.
That'd be cool, though, seeing like a weird... Because that'll have that kick-ass element to it when you see Hit Girl, especially when you watch the movie. You see this young little girl murdering people and doing drugs and being all awful.
What about Bionic Woman and Small Wonder team-up?
We could do that.
A mashup.
We could do that.
Yeah.
That works like that, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then, you know, the $6 million, the robotic family.
Those pussies in Hollywood would never do it.
Nope.
It's the most expensive family ever.
But there's so many other ones, like, I could go off on, and just that one is something kind of unique. Like, my first choice, can I say my first choice was, but I think it's too easy, is Voltron.
Never
I thought of that, too, yeah.
Too easy is the motto of this podcast.
Okay, too easy is the motto of this con.
Or Mike's motto, whichever one.
My personal motto.
Even back in the 80s, Voltron was edgy. Remember Sven got killed by Hagar, the witch? Like, when they more or less, like, they
right over Mike's head. Like, okay. Mike's like, yeah, there was the thing with robots, right?
Yeah,
it's like
they fought in space.
You're not talking to the right person over there.
And every single freaking episode, there was a Robeast cut in half.
True.
Now imagine if they made like these huge explosions of boo, you know, like that Power Rangers thing, dude. How much blood and guts was all across the screen? And it is very similar to Power Rangers, unfortunately, because I do believe a lot of people think, well, Power Rangers was a knockoff of Voltron. Voltron was a knockoff of Power Rangers. They have similar elements to it, except they weren't teenagers. They were obviously graduates from a flight academy and space explorers, where these are just kids that were chosen to be awesome weapons to save the world.
Did you ever see the live-action short from Voltron? It was the one that Alex Albrecht did. It was a couple of years ago. It just had the guy from Psych in it who played the detective.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy played Sean?
No, the guy played Lassiter.
Oh, yeah. Lassiter. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Tim... Yep. Lassie? Yeah, Lassie. But yeah, he was in it. It's pretty dope. I'll send you a link for it.
That'd be awesome. Because I've been waiting for that for years. Yeah. And there's a little teaser photo art sketches people were making about 5 years ago. And I go,
it was,
when I
it
see
was
it happen,
crazy.
It'll be kind of like Star Wars coming back for a non-George Lucas era of Star Wars.
It's true.
Yeah.
People will love it.
Yep. Michael, your turn to speak the words. Oh, that was loud.
Sorry. So this is what I was thinking earlier. Not mask what you guys were thinking of. I want the mask.
You want an R-rated mask?
Yeah.
Wait, like it's supposed to be?
Yeah, because that was...
Well, it's supposed to
be. No,
it's
a dark mask. That was the original ideal for the movie, was to make a scary movie out of it. Can you imagine if they redid that now?
Well, they did make a scary movie. It was the second one.
Yeah.
It was scarily bad.
Son of Mask.
But, and the cartoons were rough, too. But you imagine a rated R, like, more like slasher film... version of the mask,
like See No Evil.
Yeah, just like a crazy, like this dude's like just like down on his luck. He's you know, just got fired. He lost his job. All this crap happens. Finds this mask, and he's already got a ton of pent up anger anyway. and throws the mask on, and he could do whatever he wants, and it takes like tons of people, like an old school horror slasher film with the mask, but he has all the superpowers that the mask would give it, but you ground it, make it darker. That'd be awesome. And then to go along the lines, could you imagine a scary version of a dog throwing his head in that mask and attacking people? Like if a Rottweiler got it?
Oh, is it it can't be a Jack Russell Terrier, because be that scary.
Not the Fraser dog, like a Mastiff or a Rottie or a Pitbull. Mastiff
just like already big enough.
Yeah, yeah, it was already a size of a horse. You throw him in that mask and he gets all scary and freaky looking with giant jaws and like a detached. Yeah, dude.
Like better than those Walking Dead dogs that they just had to take out.
Oh, God, yeah.
I didn't see
this this week.
Terrible to watch.
But yeah, dude. Our big dog. R-rated scary slasher film of The Mask.
That would be sick.
That would be sick.
That's what we need in this world.
More masks.
Bring Jim Carrey back.
He could do it, too. I don't even get mad.
What about that kid that plays Oswald?
He could do it, too.
He would be awesome. Like, he just got his name.
Yeah, that guy, because he was awesome in Walking Dead.
Lord
John, oh man,
Lord Taylor or something like that. It's something weird, isn't it?
How did I forget his name all of a sudden? This guy, Robin Lord Taylor, is that his name?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
might be.
If only we had internet on our phones.
Oh, that's right, we do. Mike will look it up. Yeah. Mike, is that your call? You're going to do The Mask?
The Mask.
All right.
All right, Joe. Spot is on you there, buddy.
Yeah, Robin Lord Taylor.
He'd be epic.
There was one, obviously. I was sat there for 20 minutes trying to find it. I couldn't find it. It was more than 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
time flies when you're not paying attention.
Your phone.
There was a, and I know I've mentioned it on the show before. I told the story about how I almost literally shot my eye out with this little toy thing.
He's a toy guy. Ken might know.
So Boba Fett? It wasn't Boba Fett.
Battlestar Galactica one?
No. So there was a cartoon series sometime mid 90s. It was about these, I don't know, they wore these mech suits. They had God, it's so, I don't know, it's hard to explain, because I want to say it took place in space. They had like the things that plugged into the back of their heads.
They're like exo something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it's like I can't think of it. I wanted to call it Mech Warrior, and then that was the next thing that I pulled up. I was like, oh, a live action Mech Warrior would be fucking amazing. But what I finally settled on is Samurai Jack.
Nice. Ooh.
That would be epic.
Right?
Yeah, Samurai Jack would be... Okay, can I get tickets yet?
I was thinking you could go a bunch of different ways with it. You could do like a John Woo type of version of it, like a hard-boiled, but like in that futuristic, you know, city.
I'm picturing ninja assassins.
Yeah, or you go like the classic, because I don't remember who does like the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type stuff.
Netflix now.
Yeah.
And I know Mike will love this. I would, if they did like a Peter Jackson version of it, because it does have
It 17 hours.
Well, because, you know, it has that story, that ability to go over multiple places and you know, just be epic. Because it's, you know, the one guy who's trying to fight against that evil and trying to get back to his own century.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. You can do a lot with it.
Cody? Yeah. Well, I was going to do Mask, as we all said already. Well, I can't now.
Why not?
Even though it'd be super dope to have that. Not with Michael Bay, though.
Come on. It would just be explosions. Movies, right?
They're not Hasbro, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, it's Kenner. It's Hasbro Kenner. Now.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll buy it from him. Don't let him have him. I'm tired of his movies. Yeah. Don't be wrong. I like
Battleship was a failure for you?
I love Battleship. I'm like one of the only person at this table that loved Battleship. I loved that movie. It was so ridiculous. They drifted a battleship.
Yeah.
They drifted a battleship?
They dropped anchor and just jammed the tail end of a battleship around.
Nice. It was awesome. Like with like a Japanese sports car drifting?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's epic. And water that big, that'd be awesome to see.
It was fantastic.
Man, now I gotta go see it. I was told not to go to a theater to watch it in my life.
You should have. It was amazing.
Man.
Go in with low expectations. Yes. Like, know what it is before you go in there. Yeah, like, it's not
Academy Award winner.
No, it's a silly action movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're not going in thinking that. you know, you're getting an ID, like an Independence Day type thing out of it. You know, it's nothing like not, great not story, though. But like it's pretty fun to watch. I'm okay. Just saying.
There's no story.
There's no story. No, dude, it's a love story, bro.
Next to no story.
It's a love story. It's like Titanic without all the sappy stuff. He breaks into a convenience store to make her a burrito.
That's true.
That's totally Titanic.
That's exactly what it is. He meets her. She wants a burrito, so he breaks into a convenience store to make one, and he gets arrested.
Yeah, that's wow. Early in the movie. That's before the good stuff starts happening.
Dude, what? That true is love.
The good that's stuff. Not the good stuff. Yeah.
That's the heart.
True love, like microwave burritos.
Right, dude. In the middle of the night. Yes. When you're drunk and you fall through the roof of the convenience store.
Oh, man.
Sounds like one of those bad caught on tape things.
Exactly. Yeah.
What was your go-to drunk food? Like, was it frozen food?
Why would you look at me?
Well,
my go-to drunk food would be Jack Daniels.
Mine was always like 2 a.m. Jack in a Box drive-thru.
Dude, that's ultimate cheeseburgers.
Everything. Ultimate cheeseburgers, sourdough jacks,
the
tacos.
Left side of the menu, that right side of the menu, dude. That middle section of the menu.
If I did heavy drinking and I was coming home, Jack in a Box got destroyed on my way home.
Yeah, for $10, you own the menu.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Like, curly fries.
I got a 10 spot, son.
Jalapeno pop. Just ridiculous amounts of food.
I remember a lot of Wendy's.
Frozen brew. Really?
Wendy's, because you get Frosties and the French fries and just destroy the Frosties. Yeah.
That's why in Yuma there's no Wendy's on the way home from any of the drinking places.
I thought you were going to say there's no Wendy's in Yuma. I'm like,
no.
Not terrible.
No, because there's like three from the area that we would go to drink. There's like this section that had all the bars. We go there, and on the way home from there, there's like four Jack in the Boxes on your route. So, you know, in a 10-mile drive, you pass four Jack in the Boxes, you're stopping at one of them, especially if it's a car full of drunk people. Yeah. So, but Wendy's was on the other side of town, so that never happened.
Yuma's like a third world country.
No.
But with like casinos.
It's like a small town.
With casinos. And an Air Force base, right? Was it Air Force Base in Yuma?
Marine base,
that's right. Because those are the Halo troopers out there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The YPG's out there too, the weapons testing area.
Dang. Nuclear bomb mushrooms out there?
No, not nuclear ones.
No, that was because, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. Yeah. New Mexico. No one likes New Mexico. You know what the worst part of New Mexico is? The borders. You just have to cross them. I'm sorry.
Worst roads ever?
Yeah. Dude, the orange is under construction. Oh, we're above sea level, but you have to drive down into your town.
Dude. But how cool has Breaking Bad made New Mexico, though?
Have you been to New Mexico?
Yeah, I've been through it, but how come it seems cool when it's on Breaking Bad?
Wait till you go there. Like, I'm going to go visit Walt's house, and you're like, this is a shithole. No wonder they did meth. Anything to escape this goddamn place. Their tourism skyrocketed, but then the problem is you don't have return people, because... You know you know what's nice about Disneyland? It's awesome every time you go.
Yeah.
You know what's not awesome about New Mexico? New Mexico.
It's New Mexico every time you go.
You go back, you're like, you know what? I thought it was going to get better. They fucking tricked me with those commercials. I mean, that show, whatever you want to call it. Because that's all Breaking Bad was, really, is tourism for New Mexico. Yeah, which much. Is funny. Do you know how Breaking Bad ended up in New Mexico?
How?
Taxes.
Really?
They got a huge tax break. It was supposed to be shot in Southern California.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like, why? Is that why Georgia and Florida get popping all over the place, too, now?
Yeah. Georgia is a huge mecca for animation.
Yeah, they're
the
like
way.
Hollywood Part 2, it seems like.
It's ridiculous. They will pay you so much money to go there.
Wow.
Because, like,
Toronto does shit ton of.
Well, Canada in general. Like, that whole.
Well,
like,
but just that Toronto area?
Yeah, dude. It's ridiculous. But like that's why
it's like all the CW shows are filmed in Toronto now.
That's wow.
Stargate
what made,
was filmed like, in Toronto, yeah. Or the somewhere around there.
With Walking Dead, it took place in Atlanta. Obviously, it's in the actual comic book. Well, part of it, not all of it, obviously. Not
that's
as much
foresight.
As but it just happened they were actually able to film in Atlanta because of the tax incentives.
It's like after like I noticed Walking Dead being filmed with the Georgia Peach at the end of it. I know it's like so many other shows are popping up now.
Archer.
With the Georgia Archer. Ever since the Carbonara Effect.
Yep.
Even that takes place in Georgia. I go, what the frick does a magician need to do in Georgia to mess with people? Yeah.
This right here, the ducats as they say. The mulas.
It's
the
like,
dough.
I guess maybe it's...
By the way, that show is pretty funny.
It's awesome. I love the Carbonara Effect.
Yeah.
cracks me up every single time. Oh, there's a puppy in a box. Oh my gosh, how'd you do that? Well, just, you know, just that's how they ship it these days. It gets super impressive.
Yeah, that's
the bowling ball one. Exactly. It's the one they always that
dude,
got
the
made.
Dude, the fucking wine bottle. Have you seen the wine bottle where he makes the wine bottle smaller for travel?
Yes, dude,
he's, it's like, he twists it. I'm like, first off, that goddamn, he's a warlock. First off, there's no way.
Yeah.
But the thing that, I mean, that show is really funny. Like, Jack showed it to me, like, I don't remember what holiday we were over there, 4th of July or Thanksgiving or something. I don't remember. It could have been Thanksgiving. Doesn't matter. But he showed us that show, and I thought it was really funny. The problem, I didn't like it because the people that are on it are so goddamn dumb.
I know. They start off, they're so fake. You can tell they were just acting at first.
Yeah, I was like, but I'm like, just don't be around people. Like, it's just, these people are awful. I don't know, like, being in Georgia kind of makes sense, though. Because they are just stupid.
But come on, you can't get 14 people out of like a 4-door Toyota Prius or whatever the heck that thing was. You see that episode?
No, I didn't.
Gosh, it was like some kind of Hyundai or Toyota Prius or something that like fits no more than 3 people comfortably. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the bucket seats.
4.5 even.
Yeah, you try fitting like, you know, maybe 5 people at the most, I guess you could say in there. There's like 14, 15 people. The dog runs out too, and the guy that's the valet is like, what did I just see? And I'm going... It's like, dude, camera angles are everything, man. Yeah. It's like, the only thing I don't like about it is I think it's a fun show to watch, but they really want to suspend a lot of belief that we don't know there's cameras that are watching every single moment filming that.
Yeah.
But that's the fun fictional side of it, though, too. But some of those things are pretty cool that what he does, you're going, dude, there's no way that sleight of hand is happening that easily there. With the balloon, pops the balloon, a little animal comes out the pet shop.
The packing, the shipping one that we saw, like he puts like a taxidermied animal in a box, and he's like, you have to keep spraying it.
So
like,
you know,
yeah.
And then like he walks away, and the box pops open, and a real fox comes out, and she's just like,
what the heck just happened here?
The what was it? There was another shipping one. It was like the haunted piece or something like that. Like he pulls this boomerang or something off the wall, and he has somebody put it in the box. And then they look back up, and it's back up on the wall.
Yeah, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah. There was another one. You mentioned the puppy. It's the it was like the dog groomers or something like that.
The vacuum cleaner.
No, it was the one where they're like, oh, we compress the animals because it saves space, and they have like this machine that it comes up and drops down, and suddenly there's a dog there.
Yes, dude, it's absurd. Some of the things.
And the dog owner is just sitting there going, what?
What just happened here? Yes.
Yeah, he's like, it's some new Japanese technology, and she's just like, okay.
That's exactly what I'm like.
How do you not, like, you know, that's BS. This is like magic or something, you know.
He shakes the marble out of the spray can bottle.
I say we bring that guy over to another country, let him do that stuff, and see how fast they try to burn him at the stake or throw him in the water and see if he floats.
It's not going to last long.
Yeah. No.
Let's bring him to Salem, Massachusetts, right?
Burn the warch. That's good times. But thinking about mask, though, back to our actual topic, like, I'm trying to think of another movie to make a movie, like, make it into a similar movie, like, what I can think of. Obviously, the scale of, like, you know, the Transformers movies where it's, like, ridiculous like that. But, like, I want it huge. Like, I'm talking the cast is, like, everyone that was in the cartoon I want in the movie. It's, like, huge cast on both good and bad.
That'd be epic.
I'm trying to think of
Venom. Wasn't that the name of the guy that was
Venom was the bad guys, yeah. That'd be super dope because it was crazy.
Now, am I just having a bad dream I'm remembering out loud? Or did someone mention to me that Matt Tracker might be the next G.I. Joe movie?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the next G.I. Joe. Besides, they're making it. I haven't heard anything about the next G.I. Joe.
I don't know.
Last time I read something about the new G.I. Joe movie, they're trying to make it a vehicle for The Rock.
Oh, really?
Trying to put it around him. Because, you know, he carried that last one.
Fierce movies to be in?
Well, he's a Black Adam now, too.
That's true. The Rock, man. I like, you know, The Rock and Hulk Hogan. Wouldn't you think that Hulk Hogan would have been the better long-term acting career?
First off, Suburban Commando is amazing.
Yes, he had his own TV series, too. What was his TV series called for?
Mike?
Thunder in Paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise. And yet, The Rock is, like, actually a legitimate long-term actor going on, like, what, 15 years of acting now? And his career is getting stronger.
In the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's and Game that. Plan.
Yeah. He survived.
Game Plan made a lot of money, though, dude. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was awful, but he made a shit ton of money.
Talk about something that has a bunch of allergies in it. Literally, when that girl has that peanut allergy, I was like, yeah, this movie's dumb!
Yes.
Why is the air so dry? Oh, stupid allergies. Jen, quit chopping up onions.
Why are you chopping
bitch?
Onions? You don't even cook onions.
You don't like onions. So I was thinking, like, I'm trying to think of a movie to
didn't
make
they really,
the Mask
like,
into.
They've pretty much gotten all of them, though, haven't they?
What?
Like, all, like Transformers, G.I. Joe. Like, they did all of them.
I'm waiting
much.
For Beast Wars.
What about Thundercats?
Beast Wars would be pretty
we talk, actually, we talked about that on another show.
Okay.
There was a script put out that was, like, a hardcore Thundercats. Like,
that'd be epic.
Like, hardcore. Like,
dude, imagine Mumra on the silver mm-hmm. screen.
That's what we're talking about, dude. Like,
that'd be insane. It'd
be super dope.
Man,
but
the
other one, the other one I'd like to see made into, like, a more, not saying it's not a, don't give me, don't come across the table. He-Man, making,
yeah.
like, a better
I was
version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like,
that's been in the works for a while, too.
A long time. But I'm talking, like,
Masters of the Universe. I'm going to call it He-Man.
Well, no, because you know, like, if you call it Masters of the Universe, then
that was
back to the Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
People, okay, never
and
mind
you can't
that.
Get Courtney Cox back. I mean, that's just, like, impossible nowadays. She's so busy. doing Cougar Town.
Cougar Town?
Is that still a thing?
Is it?
I think so. It's all over. When I watch Conan, it's all over the commercials for TBS.
Is it really?
So it's still a thing.
So it's like it's going into its last season.
Oh, that's a shame. Nah. I'm sorry, Jason. Jason loves Cougar Town because of Community.
What's Universal Studios going to do now on their tours? This is Cougar Town.
No, they have plenty of Modern Family.
This
the
was
voice.
Cougar Town.
Dude, they have everything on that goddamn lot.
Yeah, they do.
Parenthood was there, and they already lost Parenthood.
Is it Parenthood or Modern Family that's
Big
on there?
Big Bang Theory?
Or is
they
it
have
both?
Like a studio on?
Both.
Is it
the
both?
CBS set then? Can you tour the Big Bang Theory set?
No, because they don't shoot in, they shoot in Canada,
Pasadena?
Actually.
Oh, they're
right?
in Canada too?
Oh.
I think they're in Canada.
Wow.
They don't shoot
the
States.
Universal stuff's all filmed on lot right there.
Yeah. They might not be Canada. I can't remember. I know they're not on the lot, though.
Okay.
But we did, when Eric, when we went to 50-50 that one time after Universal Studios, we actually went to, we were in Pasadena. We went to 50-50, and we were across the street from the park that they always talk about.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
park is that?
It's like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's in the middle of Pasadena. It's the one where Sheldon likes to go fly kites.
Okay. Dang, dude, I want to check
and
that out.
The fictional
Pasadena,
train menu.
Back in November for Mark Dos Santos' wedding, and like that he had in Pasadena. I go, I was thinking Big Bang there. I wanted to recognize something from that show.
You could actually, you go to the park, and you can kind of recognize some of the stuff in the park. Yeah.
That's cool. So I think I'll find that park now.
It's fun times.
Plus, the burger shop was awesome.
The burger shop is that 50, is the 50, Cheesecake 50. Factory
no,
there?
No, well, there's probably one there.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's probably super busy. Where's Penny?
Exactly.
All waitresses are in Penny.
One blonde waitress has to wear a Penny name badge. I fucking hate that show.
I get the best tips ever here, though.
Yeah,
nerds love me. First off, you're a girl, so they're not gonna talk to you. But thinking of He-Man / Masters of the Universe, no She-Ra though. Sorry. Sorry,
what about
guys.
The girl that plays Supergirl in Smallville?
What about her?
Well, I don't know. I think she'd be an awesome She-Ra.
I just don't like the character She-Ra.
Why not?
Like that, if you make her adult eyes, that'd be kind of epic.
Did you ever watch He-Man and She-Ra? She was pretty adult. Strippers wear more clothes than she did. I just didn't like She-Ra because like it was a super like rip off of He-Man.
Yes,
but it was like someone took a My Little Pony.
It was in the same universe.
And and made it into a human, and that's what She-Ra was. Like, I just didn't like the character. No, I liked.
It's a really weird comparison. I'm just gonna say that.
Have you seen She-Ra?
Yes, I have.
Did she rainbow would, shoot out everywhere?
Just
like
never would have thought.
She got the wings.
My Little Pony, but made into a human.
Well, do drugs.
fair enough.
But what I'm saying though is, if you have that, I want it like Game of Thrones style, but with technology. Like I want laser guns still, and I want crazy mechanical castles and like big tanks and dude's face turns around.
Yeah, man. Manny faces.
Yep. And then Man Arms has the crazy weapons.
Yeah.
You know?
Tila would be freaking awesome too.
Yeah, Tila would be an okay to have on there because Tila's badass.
And
unlike She-Ra.
Well, Sorceress looked a little freaky looking.
The bird outfit.
Yeah.
She's
the original snowbird.
I was gonna say she's a little bit of a furry, but you can go snowbird,
she's a
whatever.
Furry.
Cause she wore a fucking bird costume. Like
she turned into a bird.
Yeah,
she was
some kind of supernatural thing of eternity.
Yeah.
What, they can't get freaky either?
Yeah.
You putting limits on supernatural creatures? Way to go, Ken.
They need love too, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, but Sorceress was like, you're ruining my memory of Sorceress now though.
Well,
you should rewatch it because it's going to ruin a lot of things for you.
I'm afraid to.
Just to get back to what like spawned this conversation was the Power Rangers itself. How would you like to see if they? Because this 15-minute video got tons of like press, like legitimate news sites were reporting on it because the creator of Power Rangers wanted it like taken down from everywhere.
Wow.
Because he didn't like it. They're being all pissy about it.
It's still up.
It's still up in some places.
Might be in trouble to put it on my Facebook.
No, it's on YouTube. You can still put it. It's on.
It's been taken down from certain sites.
I didn't even say anything bad or good. I said, place your thoughts.
Yeah, no, and you can. It's up there. Like the guy who produced it, it's on his YouTube page because.
Yeah, he said he's going to keep it up till he gets a cease and desist letter.
I wouldn't think that they'd be able to put a cease and desist on it though.
They're trying to.
Yeah.
Well, because it's technically a parody, wouldn't it be?
No, it's not under parody law. It's it's still fan fiction because the only thing you cannot do is you can't use like replicas or something that's copyrighted in it.
But they didn't use exact replicas.
No, the only thing that was close to it was the bodysuits.
Yeah.
Because it had the triangle shapes on it.
But even that.
Because even the helmets looked different, too.
All that was just a paint job, though. Like the actual bodysuits were an actual armor, more like something like a bike, you know, like a motorcycle armor.
Oh no, they were.
Whereas the actual TV show was straight spandex.
Yeah,
you know,
like I was saying. So because it's got so much buzz and everyone's talking about it, if they were to decide to actually, okay, there's an audience for this. Let's try to make one, a more you know rated R sci-fi. Power Rangers, how would you think that? Because you can't take the ideal from, well, I guess it could, but they probably wouldn't take the ideal from the short, as in the, you know, the team's dying and it's past their prime. They'd probably want to start it with the team origin, you know? How you think they would have the balls to do that now? And how would you like that to come out?
So this actually brings up one of the things I wanted to talk about when we got done with our ideas. So good thing you brought it up that way. So for the longest time, one of our listeners, a friend of mine, Dan Magellan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
We're all waving.
Just Cody.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's called The Magic of an Imagination. Mike, you ruined it. Podcast magic. Anyways, he wants to see a very mature Venom TV show made where like Venom's actually murdering people and eating brains.
Wow.
He wants to see it like on Showtime like Dexter does. This is the problem with that.
Isn't iZombie gonna be hitting on that?
Kind of, except for it's like funner. Like that's the thing. Like this is he wants it like Dexter is, where like serial killer, like he's hunts down and murders people. This is the problem. So Sony owns the rights to it, and you cannot make merchandise revenue off of something that's that deep. Like yes, there's Dexter merchandise.
Did Venom ever really do that though?
What was Venom's thing? Like
I want to eat your brains, but I don't think he actually went around.
He would like absorb people and stuff. Like he would eat them because like he would get their memories and stuff.
Okay,
but the thing is, like they'll never do that.
But here's the problem with that: is if you're gonna have Venom, you're gonna have to have all the other characters at some point. The audience won't allow it for it not to happen.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not even the fact that you'd have to have Spider-Man or like that, but they would never do it because you couldn't have the reason they make Spider-Man cartoons. And Avengers movies is because they sell a shit ton of merchandise. That's where all the money comes from. Legos. I'm building the Shield Helicarrier right now.
I would say it's a Carnage type of HBO but Showtime show.
We couldn't do it though because real quick, Mike's saying.
Cody, how much money have you spent on Legos in your last two Lego purchases?
Mike, go fuck yourself. that's not the point. That's what we're talking
you
about.
Make two purchases about $5,000. Legos are so freaking expensive.
Yeah, they are. But
Just give the number real quick.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The last two Lego sets you bought, how much money total?
Really want to do this right now?
Yeah.
I spent $600.
Yes, I'm telling you, $5,000 wasn't far off, was it? Give or take $4,400.
He's so happy with himself.
Don't know why, but
it's your fault. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Do you go in the Lego store? Like, VW buses look like they're real VW buses now, Lego style.
Well, I bought Slave One.
Nice.
And I bought the Helicarrier.
Mm-hmm. It's insane, dude. They look freaking epic now.
They are awesome.
They don't look like little square blocks anymore. They got these little rounded edges. And
trust me. It looks like it goes way beyond that. The one I have has miniature Shield figures.
Dang, dude.
There's little miniature ones. Like, there's a little miniature Iron Man that flies around. Well, he doesn't actually fly around. Well, I mean, he didn't.
That's the next step.
He does up here. Goes,
like, he can bounce back.
He does in
like
Theater
that.
Of Cody.
And that's one of those toys that actually appreciates more than probably any other toy in the marketplace. It's
fucking
Lego
ridiculous.
Toys. It's absurd.
It's because they're so expensive, and people buy them, and, like, they don't, like,
crazy
what
people
else did
buy
Finland
them.
Give us, dude? Finland gave us nothing else but Legos.
Batshit well, crazy
Finland
people.
Gave us nothing else but Legos, right?
Free healthcare, free college.
Not here in America.
They don't technically give us Legos either.
I wish
they'd
give us all their healthcare plans. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're not Canada.
All they import is Legos to us.
And we're okay with it.
Yeah.
They have lots of prostitutes there, though.
Yeah, but they're legal, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's
well,
regulated
so it's like
and clean.
Vegas, like, they have casinos? Is it like
isn't
Finland's
it?
Like the Green Land of Vegas? Something like that?
Might be.
Cody knows about whores. Not anyone else.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do?
Pussy and blow?
Exactly.
Man, are people going to get a bad impression of me now? How long?
You're on a podcast called Comes Naturally, so...
I thought it was just, you know, let's come and talk.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
If people want to take it the wrong way, we can't handle that. Like, that's not our fault.
When I tell people what the name of the show is, I have to go, spell with an O. And they're like, oh, thank God. Doesn't stop them from playing.
Where's your brain? Start with Venom. Tell that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, go back to what you were saying before.
So Dan wants that. So, yay, that's what you want. It's never gonna fucking happen because if you read any comic books nowadays, even like the most tame ones, they're still pretty violent. There's people dying.
Oh,
Marvel
for
a long time did not put blood on their covers. That has drastically changed in the last few years for sure. But
how crazy is it that Disney never got Marvel to drop the Max line?
Well, Disney doesn't care.
That's what
Disney's past the part where they manipulate and they take over things because they learned their lessons when they started to castrate some of the things that they bought.
Yeah.
But look at, like, everyone's like, I remember when, like, Disney bought Marvel and everyone's like, oh, it's going to go downhill. It's like,
no, it's going to get better.
Did you guys see how much better the Pixar stuff got when Disney actually enveloped them?
Because they invested in creative people.
Yeah. They don't take away. They just go, hey, you're really smart and you do smart things. Here's a shit ton of money.
Do stuff
what
with
you
it.
Want.
Hey, we're just gonna print money. Here you go. Just
because you're gonna make us money.
Here's
you guys
the
are
Disney
doing
Amex
well.
Card. Just do it. Whatever you need.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
There's no limit on this card.
Yeah. Beyond limits. So like when they bought Marvel, I was like, well, okay.
Sky's the limit.
And look what happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Wizard's gone, and Marvel's kicking ass.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the one thing that pissed me off more than anything? And when Wizard put Hulk in a Mickey Mouse ear hat. When they announced that Disney bought Marvel. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Because I had so many people come in and goes, oh, Disney's going to ruin Marvel. See, look, Hulk's in a Mickey Mouse cap. I go, Wizard did that. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Two things. One, those people are real-life internet trolls. And two, where the hell are you going to find big enough Mickey Mouse ears to fit on the Hulk?
Exactly.
Like,
and what would the Hulk do with those, with that Mickey Mouse hat? He would smash it.
Yeah,
he would smash town like cities with it. That would be amazing.
Yes, dude. Let's piss off the Hulk some more. Put a Mickey Mouse hat on.
Yeah, and then make it so he can't get it off. It's like somehow like stuck to him atomically. Oh my God, dude, he'd be so mad. Did you ever read the
Hulk ride roller coaster?
Oh,
Hulk smash
roller coaster. It's a fist that just runs you into a wall. This is the worst best ride ever.
Hulk doesn't fit.
Did you ever? Speaking of mature stuff, did you ever read the Ultimates?
Yes.
Like Mark Miller, did you ever read
awesome.
What he made the Hulk do? Remember
when
Betty Ross,
Freddie Prinze, or which
no,
part?
when Betty Ross went on the date with that guy?
Yes.
Do you remember what happened?
Oh God, I remember him coming in. He broke into the date. Was that at their dinner?
So yeah,
he goes
so
to the restaurant.
They're at the restaurant and it's high up on the building. So Bruce Banner at this point is locked in the bottom of the Triskelion. And a specially made cell just for what they thought was going to be able to control the Hulk if he got out. They gave him a lab, and it was this basically lower floor that was basically designed to contain the Hulk if he ever broke free. Like, if he ever hulked out, they'd be able to do it because he was trying to control it and trying to cure himself. So he sees this news, like, news is playing, and they see, like, oh, all these famous people, and he sees Betty Ross on a date with this guy, loses his damn mind,
That's
hulks
awesome.
Out. Rips through all of the Triskelion, just boom, goes running. Now, mind you, that's in D.C., and she was in New York. He runs all the way there, tearing ass through everything from D.C. all the way to New York City.
That's what anger management issues do.
He's busting through New York. Like, I'm talking level of destruction way beyond the Avengers movie. Yeah, like, insane. Nothing. Like, nothing compared. He's going through buildings. He's collapsing entire buildings with people in them.
By the way, these are Brian Hitch drawn pictures, yep, too.
And they're amazing.
Nice.
He climbs up this building like King Kong.
It's epic.
So remember, punches into the restaurant, grabs the dude, reaches over, bites him in half.
Yeah. Oh. Wasn't expecting that.
Yep. And then he sees her and he goes, boom, and he hulks in and he goes back to Bruce. And I was like, you just bit a dude in half, bro. And then they designed a plan to basically knock him out and try to shoot him into the sun. Didn't work out so well. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that was Planet Hulk. Ultimate One, they tried to blow him up with a nuclear bomb, and he hulked out right before the explosion happened, and he absorbed it all and just ran away. It made him even worse. Thanks, Mark Miller, for making the badass Hulk there, too.
Yeah, well, how did the Ultimate Universe become like the rated R Marvel Universe?
Well, that's what most of the movies are based on.
Yeah, remember Jeff Loeb with the whole ultimatum when Blob more or less ate the Wasp?
Ripped her in half and then started eating her right in front of
a giant man. Then he giant sized out and then didn't he eat the Blob or something stupid like that?
Yeah,
remember correctly?
They smashed him with his hand and crushed him and just ate him.
Yeah, it was insane.
How do you like it? It was like
an awesome episode of Rampage. Speaking of like movies that they need to make.
Plus,
it was pretty crazy.
Like, how many heroes do you see drowned in that, like, when the wave hit, too?
Tons.
So many, because when Spider-Man went after, like, started diving into the buses and stuff, you see, like, dead heroes and heroines, like, floating in the water all, like, bloated. I was like...
It was, like, shock level times 10. And at the end of it, like, when everything's supposedly done, like, Magneto was killed, Cyclops holds a press conference to more or less say, like, that, hey, we're going to change our ways, and boom, he gets Kennedy'd. And they assassinate him at the end of the story.
It's
insane, dude. One of the most... Jeff Loeb anger management and storytelling I've ever seen.
Plus, it's one of the most ballsiest ways to kill Wolverine.
And it was drawn beautifully by our man David Finch, too.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yep. Another good one you should read, too. You want to speak of good Death of Wolverine, unlike that piece of shit miniseries they put out.
You don't like adamantium statues?
Really? It didn't kill him! If anything, got a bad sunburn.
That's the easiest way to get better. It's like, oh, wow, I have no carcinogens getting in at me now. I can heal because my healing factor will kick back in.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, wait, my healing factor is killed off. Oh, but you seal me inside of adamantium. Nothing can get in. Guess who's going to get better? Shitty.
I call that the cure for cancer.
Is that seriously what happened?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Dude.
Yeah, he got in a fight with the doctor. It was basically... the one reason he's the way he was, and then he got adamantium dumped on him, so he was like this blob of adamantium. And I was like, did you notice it didn't melt through him, guys? He's encased in it. Mm-hmm. That's a cocoon of very pissed off, essentially immortal inside of it.
Yep.
Yeah, he's gonna find a way out. Someone's gonna chisel at him out and be like,
badass butterfly, ready to happen.
Like, hey, bro, you okay? And then you had some time thinking in your little shell there, you okay? Murder, murder, murder.
Mr. Sinister was trying to get him out.
Yeah.
Mr. Sinister's always got a plan.
Yeah, he does.
And then the X-Men took him back.
So look at this. My daughter is reading more comics.
She was reading Thor Annual a minute ago.
Did you see who wrote that? The backup, the third story?
The Young Thor part of it.
And even better.
Oh, is that the one you're reading? Is that the story that
Rob Guillory drew
it, right?
Yeah, that's the Punk one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, did Punk write the one that Rob Guillory drew?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he wrote the other one.
Yeah, he wrote the Young Thor.
It's funny.
I didn't know that was out yet.
Today.
Came out today.
Oh.
Pretty epic.
Yeah.
I'm totally up on things.
I show up to comic book shop once a month because we're going to be there anyways.
Of us have stuff that we have to do.
Yeah, like not come down and support your local comic book shop.
I do once a month.
Oh, can you pay rent with once a month visitors?
Well, if I would have come,
I would have come
every week.
I'm just joking.
Am I supposed to give Joe a hard time? Is that what I'm trying? Supposed to be doing?
Fine. It's just what I do.
He's trying.
I see like at least once a month. Doesn't he come in more often than once a month?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I see. Like
he's coming every week, but then someone has school.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's making.
I'm
trying
to learn stuff. No, you're not.
There's lots of hot chicks around school.
Not where he's going. He's in the nerd areas.
I'm in the engineering area.
Yeah. No hot chicks go there.
No.
He sees them from a far distance, but that's when he walks by Starbucks.
Waving by.
That's pretty true, actually.
Sadly. He's
like ASU West or ASU Maine? Or
Maine.
Yeah.
He's the smart kid. Oh, the Canadian money.
Yeah. All that loans.
Yep. All those loans he has to pay back.
That syrup money, yo.
We're not like, it's like Indians. Everybody gets cut.
Yeah.
Unlike casinos, they get a stipend of syrup money. That's how Mike runs Canada.
Is there a Canadian version of scalped?
Yeah, what do they call that? Bleeding, right? You bleed or sapping?
Oh, dude, that would be epic. The maple syrup Breaking Bad.
We'll call that sapping.
That's your evil thing is you just tie a guy up in the woods.
And you put a spigot in him?
You just tap him, let him slowly bleed out.
That is evil.
Just faster than the blood would regenerate. Just that much. So it's a little... Put that in a book, Cody.
Done. Done. There you go.
We call this sapping.
Sapping.
Sap tap.
I'm trying to think of a good name for him. I can't call him the lumberjack. He's not cutting trees down. Oh, the sapling.
Sapling. The sapling?
The sapling.
Yeah. That's the name of the book.
Yep. It's the name of the villain.
The sapling.
It's going to look a lot like you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah. But with flannel.
With flannel.
And jeans.
And an axe. Wait. Or hatchet. Flannel. Would it be hatchet or
not? I don't have your clothes. What?
They call them hatchets or axes in Canada?
A flax full of maple syrup.
I think hatchets are still small ones. Axes are still the big ones.
Oh, okay. I don't know, like that. Hatchet, axe, mountain, and trees.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you had a watch, you'd know what time it was. But it wouldn't matter because you don't know what time we started.
That's true.
You don't know what the ticker's at. It's free.
Anyway.
Don't tell him. don't tell him what time it is.
All right, so
don't make me ban you from the
get back on topic there so we can finish up our thoughts.
Mask?
So mine was mask.
Yeah. And then we were talking about making.
So again, it comes down to the fact that most of the stuff they make nowadays is made to sell toys.
Right.
Now DC, on the other hand, does not seem to have that problem or that thought, because how many Batman Beyond toys or Batman Begins and those one toys? You didn't really see too many of them. There wasn't a lot there.
Yeah, that's true.
Then, like, when the third one came out, they're like, Arctic Batman. It's like, ugh, I hate you all. The giant missile launcher. So dumb. So the people that they go after those movies, like, Amazing Spider-Man was very mature for what it was. I mean, they snapped Gwen Stacy's neck.
Yes.
It happens. You know what I mean?
It happens.
Spoilers.
What? Gwen Stacy died?
What? Well, I mean, unless you're
Dude, how does Spider-Gwen exist?
It's a different universe, sir.
Just kidding.
Comic
Speaking
books.
Of different universe, do you remember how what happened to her in the Ultimate Universe?
Yeah, she became Carnage.
She is Carnage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, too. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be like Carnage moved like, in.
Gobble.
Yeah, dude.
And he's like, I'm going to take over Gwen. And then, like, went on forever. Day. Yeah, talking about another one.
That's not like Peter like that. He's so happy, dude. Gwen Stacy's moving in with us.
Yep.
It's going to be like, dude, perfect basement. We got this whole thing worked out.
She tried to eat him. Tried to eat him. And then they cloned Peter and made Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman.
Yes. Jessica Drew is actually a clone of Peter Parker, female clone of Peter Parker.
Yep. And depending on the artist who draws it, sometimes looks exactly like him with long hair and boobies.
It's pretty scary.
Because sometimes the artist, whoever
What's
draws
worse is like when Peter Parker's like, why am I strangely attracted to myself?
Because he was super into Spider-Woman. And he's like, we find out it's Jessica Drew. He's like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, that name sounds familiar. Oh, wait. Nope. And the clone Raxxon made of me.
And there's like that's
weird.
Weird sexual tension because Peter Parker's best friends with Human Torch, and Human Torch has got the hots for Spider Woman. So it's kind of like, I don't know how I should feel about this. It's cool that he likes her, but I feel like this is weird eroticism going on here.
It's true.
It's very kind of creepy.
If I was Peter, I'd have been like, yo, Johnny, that's me as a girl.
Yeah, hit the bricks, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly, dude.
That torch would have gone out real quick, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for sure, dude. Torch was like, hey.
Like, I don't know if I can fight through that one.
Any other cousins you got, Peter?
Do you have any that aren't directly related to your bloodline?
Exactly.
Do you know any hot girls that aren't you?
That aren't you.
Is that a thing? Is that something we can get? No? Okay. Nope. Well, I'm going to go hit on Kitty Pride for a long time.
Yeah.
Piss off, Iceman. Sorry, that is a whole rant in the universe, in the Ultimate Universe.
Ultimate Universe.
Which doesn't matter because it's ending soon anyways. Basically, you're never going to get a Venom adult show because they can't make toys around it, and you won't have the audience for it. Now, don't get me wrong, it would be awesome to watch because, like, it would be.
Well, they make Walking Dead toys.
They do.
Yeah, but do you see them, like, flying off the shelves, though?
Yeah, they're not, like, You know what I mean? They're not like
I'm pretty sure if you go to a doctor's office, you're not going to stumble through the toy drawer and find a Rick Grimes toy.
What about a Carl?
But you're not going to find a Carl. You're going to find like a chewed up Spider-Man.
We're talking
about a bicycle zombie.
Well, Walker, we can pull him apart.
Yeah.
Exactly. Things fall out of him.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's this at the doctor's office?
It's like, he's sucking on the back end of a zombie.
To me, you're next. It's like, I don't want to go in there.
Exactly.
Oh, keep me away from the doctor. He rips some people to half.
So, yeah, basically, so, Dan, I'm sorry you're never going to see it. I know you want it, but people in hell want ice water, so they're probably going to get that before you're going to get a Venom TV show that is as violent as you want it to be. So, yeah, that's it for that. I mean, that, unless you guys have something else you want to add to that particular point.
What about, like, the Thomas Jane Punisher Netflix show?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, April is when Marvel retains the rights back for Punisher. There's rumors still that we will see Punisher in the cinematic universe as in a movie.
Awesome.
This guy over here would lose his, you know what, if there was a Punisher TV show.
That would be awesome. Be
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfectly right
for it. Yeah. I mean, come on now. He's never part of the Defenders.
I still want, when they finally get the property back, them to go recut Winter Soldier just to throw in that little bit that
you do
was
know about
supposed
that, right?
to be in.
Oh, wow.
You know about that, right? How Punisher was originally in the script for Winter Soldier.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
So if you watch Winter Soldier, there's two times where a Penske truck saves Captain America.
Oh, that's supposed to be Frank Castle.
It's supposed to be Frank Castle.
Yeah.
That is epic.
Yeah.
Small part, but I want to see it.
All you need to see is a dude in a ski mask with a skull on it.
That would be unbelievable because I love what. Oh, my gosh. Nathan Edmondson's done with that new look.
That's
Punisher
exactly
mask.
What we were saying the other
unbelievably
week.
Unbelievably cool, dude. Yeah. So much better than on the chest. It's like this guy's freaking wearing a skull on his face and a black mask.
Because you have to. Because if you think about it, if he walks around with his face out, you're gonna know who he is. Like, but you walk around with a crazy skull ski mask, people are like, well, that dude's is crazy. Oh, that's a lot of guns.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm not bad. I'm out.
Yes.
Villains be damned. So yes, that would be amazing. But actually, on Marvel News right now. Did you see the Avengers poster saying that it's the final one, which was bullshit the next day, by the way? So yesterday, Marvel and Disney released the Avengers poster for Age of Ultron. Super dope, super dark, because you have all the heroes and just getting closed in on, like, Ultron bots.
Nice.
Super dope. And you have all the heroes. You know, Iron Man and Captain America. Iron Man, obviously, center stage, because...
He's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, exactly. You got Thor, and you know, you have Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver and Hawkeye and all that fun stuff. Hulk's there, obviously, like, all mad and stuff. But, so they're like, final poster. And then today, Robert Downey Jr. puts out a character poster for Iron Man. So it looks like they string a bunch of them together. So it's obviously not the final poster, because they released another one today.
Final non-character poster.
Thanks, media. Yeah. But on that, he said in 8 days, there's a big announcement.
Really?
And I think we're going to find out what his final three movies are, his contract they extended out. Because there was four.
Yes, so three more now?
Well, he had four. They extended his contract out for four more movies.
It's like better
that didn't
than a
include...
Bruce Arians and Steve Keim contract extension.
So basically what happened is he had all the movies planned out all the way to Infinity Wars Part 2. That was supposed to be his last appearance in any Marvel movie. Then they extended it to four more movies.
Dude.
One of those we now know is Captain America 3, Civil War. There's rumors the other three movies... Iron Man 4, 5, and 6.
Dude,
oh,
finally.
Because awesome.
You can't take away Robert Downey Jr. from Iron Man.
Well,
it's rough. They could have the replacement actor, but who wants to see that?
No, you can't. No one else will be able to play him.
Yes, he's the perfect Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not ever going to replace Tony Stark, but they're eventually going to replace who's in the Iron Man suit.
Well, no, they'll replace Tony Stark as Iron Man. You're saying they're never going to replace Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not going to have another Tony Stark.
Yeah, is
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Robert Downey Jr. is going to be the only Tony Stark, but there's going to be other Iron Men. No. Because this universe is going to go on forever.
Yes.
And you can only have so long. I mean, actors age in real life, so they're not really superheroes.
Well, Schwarzenegger's in the new Terminator movie.
Yeah, but that's got a shelf life, too, as
the
much
magic
as I want to see
CGI.
That.
CGI.
Yeah. Right. Well, that, and he's like, in the recent interview, because they're starting to press for it, he's like, I'll be back. Of course you will. What else you got going for you? Every time you make a movie that's not Terminator, even though the last one he was in was not exactly great, it's been the best, you know what I mean?
bankrupts California. He's got to do something to make money back for California now, doesn't he?
Most of them aren't shot in California, so.
That's true.
Because they charge way too much to make movies out there.
Wow. So if you Hollywood's going to become like a zombie zone pretty soon if that keeps on happening here.
Zombieland.
Wow. Dude, that was an awesome movie.
I love that movie.
They need to do a sequel for that. I think they need to do a TV series
they
for
did.
That.
It was awful.
Did they for Zombieland?
Yeah.
No way. What did they do a TV Amazon, series? Right?
No, Hulu.
It was Amazon? Hulu. No, I think it was Hulu.
It was awful.
And it was horrible?
Yeah, it was really bad. Because they didn't make new characters.
And now that kid's Lex Luthor, isn't he?
Yeah, they redid Tallahassee in that and them. Like, they didn't do new characters.
No, so it wasn't Woody Harrelson or
exactly.
anything?
Exactly. Plus, you can't re-kill Bill Murray.
That's like trying to make Smokey the Bandit TV
oh,
movies.
Oh, spoiler, Bill Murray dies in the movie. I guess it's been, like, what, 7 years if you haven't seen it yet? Not my fault. Statute of limitations on that is, I almost said statutory rape.
Yeah, he did.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I don't want to go there at all.
Yep. I won't ask Mike what you're saying. Yeah, so it wasn't a very good TV show, but I love that movie.
Man, dude. Yeah, Zombieland was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was one of the most creative zombie movies I think I've ever seen.
Really
Shaun of the Dead's pretty cool, too, but an Army of Darkness.
Army Dark is not really a zombie movie.
See, you keep going, right? That's true. It's more like scary, weird monsters.
Yeah. And like
on his little book that he gets to go from other worlds. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's about it, I think.
Yeah.
Ken, plug the shop. Go.
Okay. We are at Drawn to Comics down here in Glendale, Arizona. Not Glendale, California. Won't find it. Told you last time. You're still looking. It's in Arizona. 5801 West Glendale Avenue at drawntocomics.com as well, and on Facebook /drawntocomics, and Twitter, Instagram, we're all over the place. Instagram we're kind of a little bit slow on, but Facebook we're more there all the time. You can email us, you can go all over the place and hopefully find us.
Buy stuff on eBay from them.
Yes, buy stuff on eBay from me too as well. I mean, the prices may be a little bit different, but if you come into the stores where you get the rock bottom prices. Because
true.
Brick and mortar is made out of rocks. That's where you get the rock and bottom
and we
price.
Don't
there.
Have to pay for internet.
Yes. eBay doesn't steal anything from me when you come into here.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Credit card companies do, but dude, you know,
oh, well.
Credit card companies, you know, they steal money from me on eBay too.
That's right.
Necessary. Yes.
Any big things coming up you want to promote?
Free Comic Day is coming up, which would be pretty awesome.
So we'll keep hitting that too, yep.
We are going to be doing it over in... to make it a parking lot festival. I kind of think about, you know, those festivals where you drive by the big grocery store parking lot and it's either like a Latin amusement park or a circus coming through for the weekend. Well, we're going to be doing something more like that this year. And it's kind of cool. We're going to have, if I remember correctly, I want to say 8,000 square feet parking lot to
holy
do stuff
wow.
with comic artists and different businesses down here, free comics.
Ken's putting on his own
awesome.
Little con.
Yeah.
it'll the
be,
Ken con.
It'll be pretty awesome. We're pretty excited about it. And, you know, we did the street festival last year, but this year we don't have to do any street blockages. And
with parking lot.
It's going to be the parking lot. Do you know when you come off of Grand, you know where the American Legion, where the bingo hall is? It's
oh,
the
is
parking
it gonna be
lot
that
right
area?
Behind there where they
nice.
Really block it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We get half that parking lot.
Nice. All right, cool.
This will be pretty sick. It's a huge parking lot back there. It's pretty absurd. And so this will be the next evolution of Free Comic Day. Each year we do it a little bit different and hopefully a little bit better. It's our 10th year being open. And so it's actually our 11th Free Comic Day, but we're going to do our 10-year anniversary on Free Comic Day. It's going to be Joker-themed since it's the 75th anniversary of the Joker. We are going to be – we got a deal with a U.S. Army recruiter. I guess they gave us a – book that's 200 different possible things that they can let us bring down. We're not going to, obviously, but he's letting us look through the different types of things that they could bring from the military down to Free Comic Day.
Nice.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't say, can you bring, like, you know, the Mobats?
Do you have any, like, crazy people we can paint their faces? Yeah. We'll leave them locked up. But do you have any of those? No? Military weapons only? All right. If we're doing a Walking Dead one, they could bring down like some
dude,
crazy
that would be
like
sick
Jeeps and throw dead bodies.
That's what
over
I'm
it.
Expecting. It's more like Humvees and stuff like that too, as well. And
unless they have a Tumblr.
Picture opportunity.
Do they have a Tumblr?
That's what I'm hoping. Dude. Camouflage Tumblr would be sick.
God, dude.
You know you have the blueprints for it. You know, G.I. Joe gets their blueprints from military stuff.
Yeah,
that was never made. So
it'd be amazing.
why not? That would be pretty epic. But yeah, it's like that. We're trying to put it together. It's going to be a pretty fun festival. We usually do with other small businesses down here. We invite them down and say, hey, come promote your business too as well. We get some artists down, tons of free comics, food, obviously. It'll be a blast.
It's when is that coming up again?
It's May 2nd.
May 2nd?
May 2nd, 2015. Yes. And we'll keep hitting it. Cause,
yeah, so we'll plug that leading into it. So
yeah,
and, we're working on expansion. I'm sure you guys have heard about that a little bit too.
Yep.
So getting some things tweaked downstairs before we start moving stuff down, because this building has been around here for quite a long time, and we want
to
make sure
needs to be upgraded.
Yes, there's some things that need to be done. So we make an awesome shop here for the long term, not the short term.
That's right.
And 10 years in, it blows me away. I feel like last year I got the keys to the first store for the first time, and I remember painting the walls, putting in cases. And it just blows you away about how fast time goes by when you're you have good people and good fun around the environment and the community.
Can I make one request for Free Comic Book Day?
What's that, sir?
Can we make Joe wear the Groot outfit?
Dude, that would be epic. He would actually work for that.
Yeah.
We do have the Groot outfit.
Because you're tall and there's a Groot outfit right there. Yes. I saw it earlier before you got here. Look, it's in the corner.
I see it.
Yeah, you're going to wear that.
Dude, that would be unbelievable.
And if you don't want to wear it, we're going to knock you out. I'm going to glue it to you so you have to wear it. No underwear. So you can't get out of it. Oh, even if the glue comes loose, you're roaming around it. We'll wash it afterwards.
What's that extra branch right there? Oh.
I was going to say something, but I'll leave it. I'm gonna leave it out of it. I was going to say something like, why is that branch growing? But I won't
leave
say
it out, but here it is.
It's called Miracle Grow.
Yep. Gross. All right, so that's it for this episode of Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And again, our special guest was...
It's Ken Brown. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks, guys. As normal,
really?
We'll see you next week.
There you go.
That's a
we
show.
Won't, we won't see you next week. You'll hear us next week.
Or not.
Whatever.
Just keep listening, guys.
Yeah. Bye.